我们大概雅各书第三章
James chapter 3
翻到了我们一同来读几节的圣经
We will read several verses
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3
我们要从第十三节开始来读
We will read from verse 13
我们一直读到第十七节
Till 17
一同来读一二三你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来你们的心里若怀着苦怒的嫉妒和纷争就不可自夸也不可说谎抵挡真道这样的智慧不是从上头来的乃是属地的属情欲的属鬼魔的在何处有嫉妒纷争就在何处有纷乱和各样的坏事唯独从上头来的智慧先是清洁后是和平温良柔顺满有怜悯多结善果没有偏见没有假冒并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果好我们都进去到这个地方你们就谁可以告诉我这几句话在全本圣经中间的地位是什么
Whom among you can tell us the status of this passage in the entire Bible?
这一段的圣经在全部的新旧约里面有什么特别的地位
What's so special about this passage in the entire Bible?
雅各写这一段是不是独特的
Is this a unique passage by James?
它的重要性在哪里
Where is the importance?
你可以告诉我吗
Can you tell me?
这是我们读经的要诀
This is the secret of Bible study.
每一句每一段都有它的独特功用独特的这种位置
Your understanding of every sentence and every passage being unique in itself.
你能在每一段中间找到它的全本中间的独特位置的时候，那你对全本圣经的了解就变成用总原则去处理，不是单单从细的细节里面去了解。
When you are able to understand the uniqueness of every passage, you will be able to understand the general principle of the entire Bible.
这段圣经到底在讲什么？
What is this passage talking about?
这一段圣经在讲真假智慧。
It talks about true and false wisdom.
而圣经里面讲智慧的地方很多。
There are many references to wisdom in the Bible.
特别在箴言里面有零零散散、片片段段提到智慧的表现是什么。
Especially in the Proverbs, there are many references to what wisdom is.
但是整体性的。
But from a comprehensive,
总原则性的。
From a general principle.
把智慧的本质。
The essence of wisdom,
智慧的果子
the fruit of wisdom,
智慧的责任
the responsibility
提出来的全本圣经只有这一段
can only be seen in this passage in the entire Bible
这段圣经不但把新约的智慧观跟旧约的智慧观区分出来
this passage not only segregate the idea of wisdom of Old Testament and the New Testament
这段的圣经也把智慧的本质应当有的源头跟真正的表现也表达出来。
It also tells us the essence of wisdom and its true source.
而无论是众先知、众智慧人
，whether it's the prophets or the wise men，
无论是众使徒跟新约的作者
，or the apostles and authors of the New Testament，
都没有一段圣经是这样讲法。
None of them wrote in this manner.
所以我很注意到这段圣经的独特地位。
So I paid careful attention to its uniqueness.
今天要特别跟你们分享。
This evening, I want to specially share with you.
智慧这个字
the word wisdom,
早就跟知识被人严肃地分开来了
It's already segregated from the word knowledge.
知识不等于智慧
Knowledge is not the same as wisdom.
智慧不等于知识
Wisdom is not knowledge.
有许多人满肚子都是学问，满头脑都是知识，学到用时方恨少，就不知道怎么用出来了
Many of us are knowledgeable, but when It comes time to apply it, we do not know what to do.
所以呢，知识跟智慧是不同层次的东西。
And so knowledge and wisdom are on different status.
美国的大文豪马克·吐温讲一句话
，Mark Twain of America said,
有内才而没有外才的人等于无才。
People with internal wisdom without external talent has no talent.
这句话用福建话讲就更有趣味了。
In Hokkien, it sounds better.
无内才无外才就是无才。
If you have internal talent without external talent, then you have
没有用的,
no talent. It's meaningless.
装满了一大堆的知识,
it means that inside of you there's lots of knowledge.
但你不知道怎么用出来,
but you don't know how to use it.
所以就会照样做出很多事情。
In the same manner, you may do wrong.
很多很有学问的人做了一大堆错事跟笨事。
There are many knowledgeable people that make lots of mistakes and stupid mistakes.
很多没有什么学术的人做了很多很智慧的事情。
But many people who are not educated may do wise things.
因为他当应当选择的时候,
when it is time to choose,
他先懂得怎样分辨,
these people know how to segregate.
他们有许多陷阱满布的时候,
when there are lots of traps around them,
早就懂得什么提防,
they already know how to prevent.
所以这些的智慧不一定是学堂里面可以拿到的,
such wisdom did not necessarily come from the schools.
世界的智慧已经早克服了书呆子所没有做到的事情,
such wisdoms may not be what the scholars can do.
那么圣经里面到底多讲智慧有多讲知识呢?
Does the Bible talk more about wisdom or knowledge?
圣经里面是讲智慧过于讲知识的事情。
The Bible talks a lot more about wisdom than knowledge.
因为知识是可以抄来、可以学来、可以背出来的。
This is because you can learn and copy knowledge from somewhere else.
但智慧要用主体性的这个观念去定夺、去选择。
But wisdom is subjective. You have to make the decision and to prevent.
所以智慧就变成知识的多了。And
so wisdom is much larger than knowledge.
智慧就成了知识的根基了。Wisdom
becomes the foundation of knowledge.
智慧就成了知识的方向盘。It
becomes the direction and compass of knowledge.
智慧就成了知识的本质。
And wisdom becomes the essence of knowledge.
但真的智慧跟假的智慧可以分辨出来吗?
Can you segregate true wisdom and false wisdom?
我相信除了圣经以外,
I believe other than the Bible,
最注重智慧的民族就是希腊人。
The Greeks would be the people who most take care of wisdom.
希腊人认为智慧是美德的第一个条件。
The Greeks believe wisdom is the first thing that is important about ethics.
做人而没有智慧,
if you do not have wisdom as a human being, you are wasting your entire life.
智慧决定你做人的成败的关键。
Wisdom will decide your failure or success.
一个人活在世界上就要追求智慧。
And so we need to seek after wisdom.
追求智慧的人先承认自己没有智慧。
A person that seeks after wisdom first acknowledges
his doubt. 追求智慧的人先认识自己不是智慧。
He will first recognize that he himself is not wisdom.
因为你自己不是智慧，所以你要寻找智慧。
Because you are not wise, you are seeking for wisdom.
因为你先觉悟自己没有智慧，所以你寻找智慧。
There is first a recognition that you do not have wisdom.
这样，谁是智者呢？
Then who then is the wise man?
智者是自知无智的人，叫做智者。
A wise person is a person who thinks of himself as unwise.
自以为自己是智者的，一定是笨蛋一个。
And those who think of themselves wise must be stupid.
苏格拉底以自己的无知成为求知的开始。
Socrates believed that self-denial is the beginning of seeking wisdom.
孔子以不知为不知，是谓知。
Confucius said, if you think of, if you acknowledge things that you do not know as not
known,东西异曲同工的地方。We
see the difference and similarity between two cultures.
古代的东方西方的哲人不约而同的观念。
Both ancient philosophers have similar concepts.
那么希腊的第一个人生的根基就是智慧。
The first foundation of life for the Greek is wisdom.
第二个美德就是公义。
The second is justice.
第三个美德就是勇敢。
The third is courage.
最后一个美德就是控制自己。
And the last is self-control.
能够节制自己的感情、怒气、自己的意志、自由，这种人才是成功的人。
A successful person will be able to control his own emotions, his will.
所以希腊的这个传统,
this tradition of the Greeks,
从荷马的诗里面已经显明出来了。
Can be seen in the poetry of Homer.
而真正这四种观念的总代表，就是一个叫做Ulysses的国王。
And it was a king Ulysses who represent all this.
这个王是在伊塔卡岛上做王的。
This Ulysses ruled in the island of Ithaca.
他参加了整个希腊联邦去追讨那个托洛亚城。
He went after the city of Troy for the, by the Federation of Greece.
在毁灭了300多年建起来的古代伟大的城之后呢，木马屠城结束，他们就回去了。
And they returned after they destroyed the city of Troy, a very ancient city.
在回去的路程中间,
on the way back,
他藐视假神。
He despised false gods.
他不相信有海洋的神护航给他平安回家。
He did not believe that there is a sea, a god of the sea that will protect him.
所以他就把 Neptune 的这个像呢，把它摔到海里面去。
And he threw the idol of Neptune into
the sea. 这样两天的路程，结果走到10年才回到自己的家。
And 2 days of journey end up 10 years long.
这里隐藏着迷信，竟然有一些能力在迷信的中间。
Implicitly, it tells us that there is power in superstition.
因为隐藏着敢破除迷信的人，终究还是会成功。
But it also tells us that those who fight against superstition will finally succeed.
所以荷马的诗充满了很奇妙的安排跟智慧。
Homer's poetry has all these implicitly.
今天我不对你们讲希腊故事。
I am not telling you Greek stories.
所以这个传统到了苏格拉底的时候。
But when this tradition reaches Socrates,
人就为了追求智慧而好好在。 努力的事情上找到怎样才能达到
The tradition became one in which everybody would seek after the wisdom.
所以第一次用 philosopher 这个字的是一个叫做 Heraclitus 这个人。
Heraclitus was the first person that used the word philosophy.
人家问他说你是智慧吗？ 他说我不是， 我不过是爱智慧的人。
And people ask him, are you wisdom? He said, no, but I love wisdom.
我本身没有智慧。
I do not have wisdom.
所以这个叫做 philosophy。
This is called philosophy.
Philo 是从 philia 这个字来的。
Philo come from the root word philia.
Sophy 是从 sophia 这个字来的。
And sophy from sophia.
Sophia 这个字就是智慧的意思。
Sophia means wisdom.
Philia 的字就是爱好的意思。
Philia means I love.
爱智慧的人叫做哲学家。
So a person that loves wisdom is a philosopher.
其实哲学家这个字好像已经道家才叫做哲学家。
But philosopher, the word has been misused.
希腊人的哲学家根本就是一个爱智慧还不到家的人，叫做哲学家。
But the Greek considered philosopher as a seeker.
好像你们看见 New York Philharmonic.
Like in New York, the word philharmonic.
New York Philharmonic 就纽 York 里面爱和谐音的那一批人，叫做 New York Philharmonic.
New York Philharmonic refers to the musicians that love harmonic music.
Phil 就是 philia.
The word phil also is from philia.
Phil 就是 phileo.
From phileo.
Harmonic 就是 harmony.
Harmonic means harmony.
所以喜欢各种乐器和谐奏在一起，产生伟大美妙的音乐的这一群人叫做爱乐团体。
And so this group of people that loves this sort of music is called New York Phil.
爱乐者是音乐家。
These are the musicians.
爱智者是哲学家。
Those who love wisdom are philosophers.
那么希腊的智慧到底跟胜利的智慧有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between Greek wisdom and biblical wisdom?
希腊的智慧到底是不是圣经里面所讲的那种智慧呢？
Are they the same type of wisdom?
东方的智慧是不是圣经所讲的那个智慧？
What about Eastern wisdom? Is it from the Bible as well?
我们中国人最崇敬的人是孔子。
The Chinese admire Confucius.
那我们中国人也知道另外一个很有智慧的人叫做孔明。
Another person is called 孔明。
孔明要用三顾茅庐才把他请出来。
To invite 孔明 to work for him, the king has to go and visit
用他过人的聪明智慧去与别的国家打仗。
Using his great intelligence, he fought wars with many provinces.
刘备贵为王子。
And Liu Bei was a prince.
亲自请他出来。
And he went to the 孔明's house.
所以三顾茅庐的谦虚。
There is humility as he went there 3 times.
表示他需要智慧。
It means he needed wisdom.
如果有谋。
Because if there is strategy,
没有勇,
but no bonus,
做不了实际的事情。
You cannot accomplish great tasks.
有勇,
but if you have bonus,
没有谋,
but no strategy,
结果就失去了真正 得胜的机会。
You will lose the opportunity for victory.
所以这里的谋是不是等于智慧呢？
Is this strategy the same as wisdom?
这就是中国哲学跟圣经不同的地方。
This is where the Chinese philosopher is different from Bible.
所以用很多的计谋去达到我们要达到的成就， 这个叫做智慧。
We use a lot of strategy to get what we want and we think this is wisdom.
我们就不先讲这个计谋中间 有没有邪恶的成分在里面？
But we do not consider whether there's evilness in the strategy.
这个人很有智慧，他很厉害，他做的每一次都成功，他的手段高明。
We say this person is very clever because he always succeeds.
所以这是中国人的智慧观。
This is the way Chinese view wisdom.
那么我再问，中国人智慧观念跟圣经里面智慧观念是不是又是一样的呢？
But is this concept the same as that of the Bible?
我只能用归正神学的原则告诉你。
I can only tell you by Reformed theology.
希腊的智慧跟圣经的智慧是不一样的。
Greek wisdom is different from biblical wisdom.
中国的智慧跟圣经的智慧观是不一样的。
Chinese wisdom is different from biblical wisdom.
人之所以有智力,
for us to have intelligence,
是因为神的创造,
it came from the creation of God.
人之所以有智力的功能,
our functions are mentally,
是神按照自己的形象创造了人,
came because we were made in God's image.
神把天之聪明放在一个人身上的时候,
God grants a person intelligence.
这是属于上帝的普遍恩惠。
As part of his general common grace.
一个人领受了神给他的天资、智慧、聪明的恩赐，或者说他的这个才干的时候，
When a person receives these gifts and talents from God,
他常常没有办法脱离已经在堕落以后的败坏的本性的影响。
He still cannot escape from the influence of his fallen nature.
所以讲很多智者不是以圣洁的观念来谈智慧的。
And so a lot of so-called wise men would not talk about wisdom with a pure heart.
很多计谋不是用爱心做出发点的。
A lot of strategy did not come from love.
像你谈东方的智慧，西方的哲人也好， 都常常有罪性的污染在天资的成分里面，加上了人堕落的因素在里面。
And so whether it's the East or the West, all philosophers are stained by the fallen sin.
作为一个归正运动的领导人,
as a leader of the Reform Evangelical Movement,
我一定要用神的话高过文化来批判所有的哲学，无论古代，无论今代。
I must declare that the word of God is higher than all philosophers, whether it is from ancient philosophies or modern philosophies.
中国有一些人用智慧这两个字，已经包括了可以用诡计多端的阴险手段来害人，也叫做智慧的一部分。
When Chinese talk about wisdom, sometimes they implicitly refer to evil means as well.
有许多人为了达到报仇的手段， 他们用各样不合法的办法杀死他的仇敌，这是他的智慧。
Sometimes we say this person is wise because he's able to kill his enemies.
这个智慧是从仇恨做出发点的。
But this wisdom comes from vengeance.
所以这些堕落本性所产生出来对天资聪明的利用，这种智慧不是圣经的智慧。
This sort of wisdom making use of your natural intelligence is not from the
Bible. 基督徒应当分辨这种真智慧与假智慧之中 本质的不同的原理是什么？
The Christians need to understand the principles of segregation between the true wisdom and the false wisdom.
因为懂得真智慧与假真、假智慧之间的分别，这种懂才是真正的智慧。
It is true wisdom if you are able to segregate.
所以这段圣经很重要。
So this passage is very important.
这段圣经是全本圣经唯一的一段提到真正的智慧是从哪里来的，真正的智慧是怎么样的，真正智慧有怎么样的表现。
This is the only passage in the entire Bible that talks about what true wisdom is all about.
当我再把古代的智慧跟近代的西方哲学家的智慧比较的时候，
When I make a comparison between ancient philosophies and modern Western philosophies,
我发现那些不受基督教纯正信仰影响的思想家，
I discover that thinkers that are not influenced by the pure Christian thoughts,
他们的智慧观也不得不地表现了他们的 错误跟他们的愚昧的地方。
Their concept of wisdom will display their stupidity.
所以今天我要举一个很重要的例子。
I will illustrate a very important example.
在英文世界的里面，这个人不是太重要。
This person is not too important in the English world.
德国文化里面，这个人是很重要的。
But in German culture, this person is very important.
这个人是19世纪的，叫做 Gotthold Ephraim Lessing。
This person lived in the 19th century. His name is Lessing.
Lessing 为什么很重要呢？
Why is Lessing considered important?
因为他提到了历史没有办法从头去追踪他。
He proposed that it is not possible to trace back history.
所以没有办法用人已经过了以后的时间再去追讨历史曾经发生过的事情，这不是科学可以达到的事情。
He said that science is not able to help us trace back into history because the time has passed.
所以历史方法论就变成非常主观的一件事情。
And so history and mythology become very subjective.
很多人解释历史的时候都用有色的眼镜去做他们解释的这个工具。
Therefore, when a person looks into history, he is biased.
所以传统看曹操是坏人，毛泽东说曹操人是好人。
So traditionally, you think Cao Cao was a bad person, but Mao Zedong think that
Mao Zedong is good. 那这种历史研究的方法论的问题，不是今天我们讨论的范围。
But today we are not discussing methodology in history.
但是，
however,
在历史学里面，
in the study of history,
不同的方法论，
there are different methods.
不同的作言， 不同的这个动机去研究。
There are different motives of study.
都形成了不同的历史学的果效。
All these give us different results and conclusions.
那么为什么这个 Ephraim Lessing 是很重要的？
Why do we say Ephraim Lessing is important?
因为这个人呢，就对历史是不能用追踪的办法去真正正解了解原来的状况，就变成一个定案了。
He gave us a definition that you cannot truly understand history by tracing back.
所以影响了德国的历史方法论的问题。
It influenced the methodology in history.
不但如此
，Not only that,
God told Ephraim Lessing.
Gottfried von Lessing.
他又提到了宗教比较学的必须。
Also mentioned how important it is to have comparative religion.
以前的世代差不多没有人好好讨论过的。
These were things that no one has studied in detail.
或者所有的讨论都不成气候，也不能成为学术殿堂里面伟大的讲论。
Or that none of the studies were great.
因为各宗教都认为自己是对的。
Every religion think of themselves as right.
所以我们没有办法去好好做一个比较。
It is not possible to do a good comparison.
你要信你的宗教是你的自由，我要信我的宗教是我的选择。你不能干犯我，我不能干犯你，因为各自有自己的领土，有自己的区域。
Because each have its own realm, each can believe in their own faith.
所以呢，这样的宗教就完全在乎个人的主观的领域的里面。
And so religion seems to be very subjective to the individual.
那宗教比较学什么时候开始呢？
When the comparative religion starts,
就从 Gottfried Ephraim Lessing 的一个启发才开始。
It is inspired by Lessing.
19世纪的宗教比较学就形成了20世纪的宗教对话学的一个开始。
And the 19th century comparative religion became the dialogues of religions in 20th century.
我不是教哲学，所以我不要详细讨论这个事情。
I won't go into detail this evening.
但是这个 Lessing 曾经有一个多么局，叫做智慧的拿单。
Lessing once have this play in which it is called The Nathan of Wisdom.
The play or the drama in one act.
One act play.
这个叫做 The Nathan the Wise.
Nathan the Wise.
智慧的拿单。
Nothing the wise.
那么这个故事很简短
，a very short story，
很容易记得
，easy to remember，
比这个 Phantom of Opera 更好记得
，easier than the Phantom of the Opera，
意义就比那个深的太多太多了
，but it's much more meaningful。
今天你们最喜欢看的戏，可能是最烂的戏
，today the shows that are most popular may be the worst type of shows。
最多销的书，可能是最没有价值的书
，the best-selling books may have the least value。
Bestsellers， the best-selling books are always rubbish。
最畅销的书通常都是好像垃圾一样，
所以我们要谨慎。
So we need to be cautious.
特别是参加归正运动的人
，especially those who participate in reform.
你头脑没有选择，你可以不必再来听我讲道。
If you are not selective, you do not have to come anymore.
我要赶走那些闲杂人。
I will get rid of those people who are here.
我们可以存一批真正有真知灼见的人来做上帝的见证人。
What we want are witnesses of God who are serious in talk.
现在言归正传。
Going back to the theme,
这个智慧人拿单到底在讲什么
？What does Nathan the wise means?
他说有一个老人家
，He said there is this old guy.
他年老的时候
，When he is old,
他拥有一件传世的法宝。
He had this great treasure.
这个法宝就是一个金戒指。
It was a gold ring.
是世世代代从老祖宗传到他手里。
Given to him by his ancestors' generation after generation.
他一生很享受，因为他拥有这个法宝。
He was glad that he had this treasure.
但是当他年老的时候
，But when he was getting on in age,
他变成很难活下去。
It was difficult for him.
因为这个法宝到底要传给哪一个孩子
？He couldn't decide to whom shall the ring go to.
他有三个男儿，三个都一样样孝敬他。
He had three sons, all filial.
所以如果他传给第一个，就得罪第二、第三个。
If he gave the first one, the second and the third one would not be happy.
再让他传给另外一个，就得罪其他的两个。
To whoever he gave the others,
所以他没有办法解决问题。
He could not solve the problem.
昼夜想不到出路是什么。
He couldn't find the solution.
但因为他有他很深的智慧。
But because he was wise.
结果找到一个办法。
He found a way.
什么办法呢
？What sort of way?
就造这个原有的戒指，做两个一样样的东西。
He made two other rings.
同样的分量。
The same weight.
同样的黄金。
Same gold.
同样的形状。
Same shape.
同样的这个本质。
Same essence,
同样的大小
same size,
所以结果呢几乎没有人可以分辨出来哪一个是真哪一个是假
and people couldn't tell the three rings apart.
这样他就可以过关他可以没有得罪任何一个孩子三个每一个都给他一个
Then all three sons will be happy, each will get one
这叫做智慧人拿单
This is Nathan the wise.
你知道我要讲什么了哈
you know what I'm trying to say?
这种智慧隐藏着虚假对不对
This wisdom contains deceit.
这种智慧隐藏着解决自己分的不平均的困难，没有解决孩子有没有带到真戒或者假戒指的困难。
This solution will solve his problem, but not the children's problem because they'll get the false ring.
我说到了十九世纪，德国最伟大的智慧人所讲的智慧，还不是圣经的观念。
So you see, even at the 19th century, the greatest philosopher has a wrong concept.
所以更显出圣经的重要性在哪里。
So it even shows us the importance of the Bible.
今天人不研究圣经，不懂圣经，就跟着潮流轻看圣经，还以为自己是很时髦的人。
And today, many of us think of ourselves as modern, although we do not understand the Bible.
归正会运动就要把整个潮流带回来。
The reform movement want to bring everybody back.
让最有智慧的人承认，他们的智慧不过是世上的小学，就神的真理才是高过人一切的思想。
That the most knowledgeable person will acknowledge that the wisdom of God is higher than all human thoughts.
那么，这个真戒指跟假戒指到底有什么不同呢？
What is the difference then between a real ring and the fake ones?
从现象看没有不同。
They look the same.
从重量看没有不同。
They weigh the same.
从本质上没有不同。
They are made of the same material.
但有一个不同的地方。
But one difference.
就是果效问题。
Is that of effect?
谁拿到呢？真的传家宝。
Whoever get the real treasure ring,
就会真正爱上帝，又会真正爱人。
Will really truly love God and mankind.
那么谁拿到了假的戒指？
But those who got the fake ring,
他可以宣称这是真的，但他没有办法真爱神，也没有办法真爱人。
They will declare that this is a real ring, but they will not love God and man.
你说这个故事好不好啊？
Was this a good story?
就这样简单的几句话，
a simple story.
要把这句话里面要讲的最深的道理表现出来。
The philosopher wanted to express his thoughts.
所以你不能再研究历史，哪一个是真的，哪一个是假的？那一天他分给了人的时候，他的表情是什么？因为没有照相机。
Because you cannot analyze history anymore. At that time, you do not know which ring is real.
也没有录音机。
There was no recording.
可能连这个老父亲都不知道哪个真哪个假，因为一样样啊。
Maybe the old man would be confused himself.
所以他分给大儿子的时候，
when he gave it to the elder son,
他说：“儿啊，我把传家宝给你。”
He said, "Son, I give you our family heirloom."
因为我真爱你。
I really love you.
所以这个孩子高兴万分，就离开爸爸的房间。
So the elder son was ecstatic and he left the room.
但是他叫第二个来的时候，
then he summoned the second one.
他说：“儿啊，我把祖传的宝给你。”
Son, I give you the family heirloom.
那你是很有福气的。
You are blessed indeed.
这个第二个孩子偷偷高兴，原来大哥跟小弟都没有分，是我才有的。
The second son was happy because the eldest one did not get it.
那他出去的时候，
when he left,
他再叫第三个孩子再进来。
He summoned the last son.
他说：“这是从你祖宗传留下来的。”
This is the family heirloom from your ancestors.
现在我把它传给你，因为你是我最爱的孩子。
Because I love you most.
那么你就可以享受这个传家宝的权利了。
You will have the power.
哇，这个孩子就唱赞美上主，哈利路亚。
So the youngest son was most happy.
传家之宝在我手中。
Because he got the heirloom.
但是结果呢，这个 Nathan the wise 死了。
And then Nathan the wise died.
死了有三个人都说我有传家宝。
All three declared they had the family.
我拿到真的戒指。
I had the real ring.
但是真的戒指怎么可能有三个呢？
But how can there be three rings?
所以这其中一定有真，有的有假。
So there must be a real one and an imitation.
哪一个是真的呢？
Which one is the real one?
无从发现。
No way you can trace back.
按现象来说，
from surface phenomena,
同样的情形。
They look the same.
按重量来说，
by weight,
同样的重量。
They are the same.
按形状来说，
by shape,
同样的形状。
They were the same.
按大小来说，
by size,
同样的。
They were the same.
所以没有分别。
So you can't tell the difference.
没有一个人可以知道哪一个是真，哪一个是假。
No one can tell the difference.
也没有一个人可以回头看父亲给的时候表情是怎么样。
And no one can trace back how the father looked when he gave the ring.
更没有一个人可以查出他给的时候心情有偏重哪一个人。
And certainly no one can tell how the father felt.
所以现在全世界的人，
Now the whole world,
只能凭着三张口夸他的才是真的。
Can only determine it based on what they say.
结果就是，那你说你的真的，就当着你真的。他说他的真的，就当着他真的。反正戒指又不在我手里，我不管你们谁是真是假。
And the world will say, well, whatever it is, since it's your real.
这就是人类的现状。
This is the way we are today.
那 Godfrey Ephraim Lessing 讲什么话呢？
And Lessing said,
他说有一个办法可以知道哪一个是真，哪一个是假。
But there is a way to tell what is the real one.
因为这个拥有真戒指的人，
the person with the real ring,
他的一生一世就慢慢慢慢显出他是爱神的人。
His entire life will be pleasing to God.
慢慢慢表现出他是真正爱人的人。
And slowly you will see that he loves others.
这个东西是不能仿的。
This cannot be imitated.
这个东西是不能假的。
You cannot fake it.
这个东西是从本质流露出来的生命的本性。
It is a manifestation of the essence of the life.
所以已经超过了科学的化验。
It is beyond science.
超过了现象的分区。
Beyond a phenomena.
超过了历史的追溯。
Beyond tracing in history.
我很少看到一个简单的这样的故事，隐藏了这么深的道理在里面。
I have never seen such a simple story with such great wisdom.
很多美国人翻译这些书的时候，都不把这个人放在眼里。
But a lot of Americans in their translation did not consider this philosophy.
德国人是很尊重 Lessing 的。
But the Germans place great honor on him.
Lessing 更奇妙的事情是什么呢？
And the more wonderful thing.
这三个拥有戒指的人。
Was that he said these three ring holders.
不是别人。
They were not other
people. 一个代表犹太教，一个代表基督教，一个代表回教。
One represents the Jews, one represents the Christian, one represents the Muslims.
这个更吸引人的。
So it's very interesting.
全世界只有这三个宗教宣称他们领受的启示是从独一的上帝，就是亚伯拉罕所信的那个上帝给他们。
Because all three faiths declare that they received their faith from the revelation of God through Abraham.
所以犹太教说我们所领受的圣经是真的，你们不是。
Judaism declared their scripture to be real.
基督教说我们领受的新旧约是完全的，你的不够。
The Christians say that the canonical Bible is real.
回教说我们的可兰经才是最终极、最完美的，你们都缺乏。
And the Muslims say, my Quran is the most complete, the rest are
like. 那么有没有比最后的更最后？没有，因为最后就是最后啦。
It's already the last revelation.
有没有比最大的更大？因为最大的就最大啦。
Is there a greater than the greatest? No.
所以回教徒就用他自以为的绝对性，永远不屈服，只有斗到底。
And so at the end, the Muslim will fight to the end because
theirs
is the greatest.
他眼中没有犹太教，因为这是不齐全的宗教。
They believe Judaism to be incomplete.
他的眼中也没有基督教，因为基督教是以前的启示，根本还没有完美。
And that Christianity is an earlier revelation, not complete.
当二十世纪显出很多基督教的领袖出卖自己的时候，回教的领袖坚守他们斗志，永远。
In the 20th century, many Christian leaders have betrayed their faith, but not Muslim leaders.
基督教可以自己说，连耶稣基督都不一定是上帝，耶稣基督的救主的身份也不是单独的，你的可能靠着别人也可以得救。很多这种败类站在台上讲道，做教会的领袖。
Many Christian leaders that preach that Jesus Christ may not be the only savior and that Christianity may not be the only religion.
回教徒一方面轻看基督教，一方面更持守他们的绝对性。
But the Muslim, on the one hand, they look down all other religion, but on the other hand, they are determined with their own.
所以形成了有绝对的不绝对化自己，而没有绝对的偷偷绝对化自己，而有绝对的正的相对化自己，出卖妥协自己。
And we have a situation where those who have absolute truth are making themselves relative, those who have relative truth are making themselves absolute.
就 Lessing 就提出一点了。
And Lessing brought this up.
谁是真正爱神又爱人？
Who is the one that truly love God and love man?
那就真正从神领受启示的信仰系统。
It comes from a religious faith that came from God.
基本跟犹太教跟阿拉伯的回教之间的仇恨是没有办法解决的。
Today we see that the hatred between the Jews and the Arabians cannot be cannot get rid of.
Cannot be solved. 这样你知道呢？对神对人的爱是在哪一个宗教里面？
So you will be able to see which faith has love towards God and man.
Lessing 的明文指出来，就是我归纳出来的。
Lessing didn't give us a conclusion, but I did.
请你注意，
so、take note
我今天要提的
，What I'm saying today
就是我先讲一段很多在你们中间没有人知道的事情。
Is that I first tell you a story that you do not know?
那我点出的重点就是 Nathan 的 wise 所提的这个 wise 到底是不是圣经中间的 wisdom？
My question is the wise, Nathan the wise, is this biblical wisdom?
你一听就知道不是。
You know this is not the case. Why?
因为这个老人家无意有意已经骗了两个孩子。
Indirectly, he has deceived two sons.
这个老人家用假的跟真的，这一目混珠来做一些不诚实的事情。
He has mixed the imitated ring with the real ring.
所以你只能回到圣经里面。
So you can only return to the Bible.
你得知道什么叫做智慧。
Then you know what true wisdom is.
希腊人求的智慧是真智慧吗？
Are the Greek looking for true wisdom?
儒家学说里面的智者是真智者吗？
What about the Confucians?
西方文化在启蒙运动里面最高的知识分子所提的智慧是真智慧吗？
What about wisdom by the greatest scholar of the Enlightenment age?
我也不得不对你说，不是。
I must tell you, no, they are all not true wisdom.
保罗在哥林多前书第一章第30节告诉我们。
The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30,
上帝使基督成为我们的公义,
God made Christ our righteousness,
成为我们的智慧,
our wisdom,
成为我们的圣洁,
our holiness,
成为我们的救赎,
our salvation.
所以这样的圣洁跟公义跟救赎跟智慧连在一起, 这四件事在全历史上只有一次, 也只有这一件。
And this verse is the only one that joins purity, holiness, salvation, and righteousness together.
所以你可以不可以这样说, 这是因被救赎有新生命所能明白的智慧。
This is a wisdom that comes only because salvation has come.
这是有圣洁本质的一种智慧。
This is a wisdom that contains holiness.
这是在公义的范围里面的一个智慧。
A wisdom that is contained within righteousness.
这个智慧不是人想象出来的计谋。
Not a wisdom that comes from human strategies.
这个智慧不是人外在追求的一个目标。
And not an object that we seek after.
这个智慧不是某一种理论所形成的知识。
Not a knowledge that comes from some theories.
这个智慧是一个曾经道成肉身，亲自或作有身有血有肉体曾经做人的耶稣基督。
This wisdom is God incarnate coming in the flesh.
所以希腊人所追求的智慧，应当向基督徒寻求认识耶稣基督才是真的。
And so when you seek after Jesus Christ, then that is true wisdom.
智慧不是那些哲学家里面想象的一个内容。
Wisdom is not the content of the imagination of the philosophers.
智慧不是大学里面讨论的某一个题目。
It is not a topic of discussion in the university.
智慧是活在神与人中间那一位又是神又是人的神人二性的中保。
Wisdom is the intermediate living between man and God.
从他的言语，从他的思想，从他的讲论，从他的行为。
From his words, from his thoughts, from his teachings, from his actions.
他真正表彰了真的神是怎么样的。
He manifested what the true God is.
他真正启发了真的人应当是怎么样的。
And he inspired us to be a true human being.
这位基督前为超所有这人至上的真正智者的本体。
And Christ is the objectivity of wisdom itself beyond all philosophers.
结束了所有的寻求。
And he has ended all seeking.
所有的寻求都说, I love the wisdom. And 耶稣基督说, I am the wisdom.
Jesus declared himself as the wisdom while we seek after wisdom.
透过基督的生命,
so through his life,
我们找到一个准则去批判所有其他的所谓智慧的。
We find the power to critique all other wisdoms.
真智慧就可以寻找到了。
And then true wisdom can be found.
真智慧我们可以明白了。
And we can understand true wisdom.
就是圣经所讲的一句很重要的话，在基督里。
This is what the Bible says in Christ.
上帝一切的智慧都有形有体的在基督里面居住。
All wisdom can be seen in Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
All the wisdom of God have been hidden in Jesus Christ.
上帝所有的智慧隐藏在基督里面。认识基督的人，
so
those who know Christ,
他可以找到智慧，
will be able to find wisdom.
今天有多少基督徒认识了耶稣，明白基督跟其他的这人不同的地方在哪里呢？
But today many Christians do not understand the difference between Christ and all other philosophers.
又成了另外一种 自以为义的假基督徒，傲慢自夸的另外一种笑话。
And it becomes another situation where Christians are self-righteous and think of themselves as right.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们用谦虚的心。
That with a heart of humility.
给我们用分辨的灵。
A spirit of discernment.
给我们借着智慧启示的圣灵的引导。
That the Holy Spirit that will inspire and guide us.
我们做一个真正寻求。
That we will become people who truly seek. Who truly experience, who truly understand what true wisdom is all about.
好,
I will carry on with the next passage.
就是提了假的智慧有那些本质,
and that is about what false wisdom is.
假的智慧有那些的现象,
What sort of phenomena are there in false wisdom?
这段圣经告诉我们，有一些智慧不是从上头来的。
This passage tells us that some wisdom did not come from heaven.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有一些智慧是由罪恶的成分做出发点。
Some wisdom starts off with sin in there.
所以当聪明智慧跟罪恶连在一起的时候，就变成假智慧。
And so when human intelligence are joined with sin, it becomes false
wisdom. 很聪明的。
There are many highly intelligent people.
结果做错事。
They will make mistakes.
还有很多很伟大的事情
，and there are great tasks
是笨人做出来的
，have been done by stupid people.
那么你是怎么了解这样的事情
？How do you understand such things?
有没有好人做坏事的
？Are there good people that do bad things?
有没有智慧人做笨事的
？Or wise people that do silly things?
有没有大人做小孩子的事的
？Or adults that do childish things?
有没有男人做女人的事的
？Or men that do women's things?
很多古里古怪的事情发生
，There are strange things around.
有些事情怎么这么成功？原来这个做的人才不多少书。
Sometimes you look at a person who is greatly successful and he's not educated.
中国一个文治学者王寅吾先生。
In China, a writer by the name of 王寅吾。
王寅吾在大学教书的时候，英国教授忘记了英文，问他，他会告诉他。
He was able to advise an English lecturer.
王寅吾自己只读到五年级，说王寅吾五年级。
But he only finished primary five education.
我想如果他读到六年级，可以改名王寅六。
He could change his name if he had
finished primary six. 这个人可以发明这个叫做四角号码的这个中国字典。
He was able to invent a Chinese dictionary based
on American numbers. 中国字典的发明人。
Inventor of the Chinese dictionary.
所以这个没有读多书的人会发明这么伟大的字典。
A person that is not very educated invented the whole dictionary.
很多教育学博士孩子个个教不成。
But a lot of philosophers and PhDs cannot do that.
很多乡下佬个个孩子做博士。
A lot of children of the farmers become PhDs.
到底谁搞错了
？So where is the problem here?
是老天捉弄人
？Is it a joke by heaven?
或者天赐一些福气给那些不起眼的人？
Or God may give special blessing to those.
太多事情我们没办法用逻辑去解释它。
Many things are illogical.
因为智慧的本身就是超逻辑的，所以不能用逻辑解释才是智慧。
Wisdom itself surpasses logic.
我们真的太多事情不明白。
And there are many things we cannot
understand. 我告诉你
，But I tell you this.
真正的智慧
，True wisdom.
圣经的观念一定跟罪恶没有关系的。
Is not related to sin based on the Bible.
要抓住一个重要的原则。
So this is the first principle you must grab hold of.
凡是从罪的出发点。
Anything that starts off with sin.
请利用神给你的才干、聪明智慧。
When you try to make use of what God has given to you.
做出来的事情多成功都不是真智慧。
No matter how successful the task may be, it is not true wisdom.
本质是邪恶的。
The essence is evil.
就不是从上帝来的。
So it cannot be from God.
因为上帝本身是绝对的良善。
Because God is absolutely good.
在他没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
在他没有转动的影儿。
In him there is no shadow of change.
什么叫做没有转动的影儿？
What does mean that means?
如果我在这里，
If I'm here,
光在我后面，
the light is behind me.
我一动，这影子就转动了。
As I move, my shadow moves.
对不对呢？你的光在我后面
，because the light is behind me，
这个影子就透过我射到我前面来。
And so shadow moves forward。
我一动的时候
，as I move，
影子就随着我动。
The shadow will move。
光没有动
，the light will not move。
但影子动
，but the shadow moves。
什么叫做在光里面没有转动的影儿呢？这是很深的话语。
To say that God has no shadow of change。
这是我保罗讲不出来，彼得讲不出来，约翰讲出来了。
The apostle John said this。
约翰的智慧是高超的不得了。
John has great wisdom.
虽然他不像保罗有希腊哲学那样高的造诣，
although he was not trained like Paul,
但是真正研究希腊哲学的人要受约翰的影响高过受保罗的影响。
But those who truly understand Greek philosophy are influenced more by John than Paul.
用的词精简准确。
He used very concise words.
他用的词意义深奥高明。
With deep meaning.
而且每一个字他用的时候都是哲学里面没有，是他原创性的一种成就。
And he was very creative in the use of words.
这个原创性不等于他自己产生出来，因为神把创造力的启示的功能放在他的里面。
But we believe that God has inspired him.
我们继续讲下去了。
We'll carry on.
这样所谓在他没有黑暗也没有转动的影儿，就是说他是光的本体，所以光的本体一定没有影子在里面。
When we say that there is no shadow of change in him, it means he is the light in itself, so there's no shadow.
就光源跟物体之间有距离的时候。
When there's a distance between the source of light and an object.
才有转动的影儿。
then the shadow can change.
当物体跟光影连成一体的时候
，But when the object is in the light，
怎样动都没有产生转动的影儿。
There will be no shadow，
因为它就是在光影的里面居住。
Because he's living in the light，
所以上帝住在光里。
God is living in light。
我们如果也住在光里
，If we live also in light，
我们就与他相同。
We will be like him。
他的宝血就洗净我们一切的罪。
His blood will cleanse us from all unrighteousness。
这些都是很深奥、很深奥的道理。
These are profound teachings。
圣经竟然用这么容易明白的、简单的词句表达出来。
But the Bible expresses it in such simple terms。
像智慧也是如此。
This is the case for wisdom。
真正的智慧本身里一定只有洁净，没有污秽。
True wisdom must be pure。
真正的洁净在智慧里面一定是圣洁的表达，绝对不有罪恶的成分。
Pure wisdom must be an expression of holiness and not sin。
所以，如果一个人用罪恶做出发点，多聪明、多好的手段，都不是真智慧。
If a starting point is evil, no matter how intelligent you are, it's not true wisdom。
这是第一个原则。
This is the first principle。
第二个原则。
The second principle。
以自私为出发点的多聪明的手段，都不是真智慧。
If it starts off with selfishness, it is not true wisdom.
真正的智慧不是以自己为中心的。
True wisdom is not self-centered.
真正的智慧不是以自己利害关系做出发点。
Not because of personal gain or loss.
所以当一个人为自己要达到的目标而危害别人的时候，他多么聪明的利用神给他的才干，都不是真智慧。
When a person harms others for his own sake, no matter how intelligent he is, it's not true wisdom.
智慧是共同利益。用最好的办法去达到对别人的造就，这个才叫是智慧。
True wisdom comes when we care about the common good。
如果我们只为自己的利益，用各样的办法去夺取别人的权柄，那不是真智慧。
If we go after what others have because of our own self, it is not true wisdom。
今天无论在商场，无论在政治场所，无论在国际外交的事务中间，都有利己损人的动机在里面。
Today, in business, in politics, in all arena of life, we see people harming others for themselves.
在教会里面，这是长老的选举里面，常常有自私的成分，垄断，用自己的办法去打败别人的企图，这都是恶者放在我们里面的种子。
In the church, very often, in election of church officials, we see such selfishness. This is from the evil one.
从来不做礼拜的时候
，when you do not have worship service,
忽然间。要选举的时候都跑出来了。
Suddenly, when election comes, people appear.
从来不到礼拜堂的人。
In normal days, they never come.
选举的时候他出现，表示他写的名字是真的会有，是真的有其人，他是有合法的权柄。
When election comes, the person will appear to show that he is a true member.
那么为什么选完了就不来了呢
？Then after the election, they disappear.
他不是要来做礼拜，他是要利用那一次的礼拜的选举去打倒他，不要选做这事的。
Because they do not come to worship, they just want to control the election.
所以这种聪明，这种利用机会，这种用各样的手段达到自私目的的本身，就不是真智慧。
So this type of methods, this type of strategy is not true wisdom.
第三样
，Thirdly，
反正真智慧就不应当有仇恨的成分在里面。
True wisdom should not contain hatred.
因为你妒忌别人
，When you are jealous of others，
因为你报仇的心理。
When you have vengeful spirit,
里面有仇恨的种子。
If there is a seed of hatred in you,
想尽各样的办法。
And you think of all sorts of methods,
拆毁对方。
To destroy the others,
拉下对方。
To pull them down,
毁灭对方。
To destroy them,
那你用的手段多么聪明也没有用。
No matter how good your methods are,
那种智慧是毁灭性的。
Those wisdom is destructive.
那个智慧是仇恨性的。
And it is based on hatred.
这种有毁灭性的有。仇恨妒忌成分的动机的智慧就不是真智慧。
The motive of hatred and vengeance is not true wisdom.
柏拉图有一句话很伟大。
Plato has a great saying.
智慧跟权柄没有在一起的时候，那个地方就常常发生纷乱。
He said, when wisdom and power does not come together, there will be chaos.
为什么有些地方治安不好呢？
Why are there insecurity in some places?
因为政府无能控制坏人。
Because the government is powerless to control the evil men.
政府知道不知道那些是坏人？
Would the government know that there are evil men there?
政府知道不知道他不应该这么做呢？
Does the government know that they should be stopped?
政府知道。
They know.
但是他的军力不够。
But they have no power military.
他的实权不够。
No authority.
所以有智慧没有权力的地方，常常会产生混乱。
So they have wisdom but no power, there will be chaos.
孔子就是这种正常失意的人。
Confucius was a person that lived in this era.
周游列国游说所有的国王,
he went from country to country to talk to the kings.
有生之年, 几乎没有人好好接受他的教训。
But when he was alive, no one would accept him.
但历史历代的王朝知道用孔子的理论可以制服大多数的华人的时候, 他们就利用孔子。 不是要对付自己, 是要对付别人。
And emperors and the dynasties after that make use of Confucius to rule the country.
民间在教导, 什么叫做美德, 什么叫做孝道, 什么叫做正人君子, 应当守的规条的时候。
And when the people are taught what's ethics, what's filial piety, what a true gentleman should do,
也就是下令全国都要教导儒学的王公自己不必遵守的时候。
When the palace itself will not follow all these things.
这是中国文化的弊病。
This is the problem with Chinese culture.
所以这些真正的智慧呢?
All this true wisdom.
是不是从仇恨开始的?
Did it come from hatred?
是不是从自私开始?
From selfishness?
是不是从罪恶的成分开始的?
From a part of sin.
你就可以分辨出是真的智慧或者假的智慧。
From here you can tell what is true wisdom and false wisdom.
那么呢, 孔子有理论没有实权, 所以没有办法推行他的儒家学说。
Confucius had the theory but no power, so he could not propagate his teaching.
以后的王朝推动他的学说的时候，是有权柄去制服别人，但自己不愿意好好遵行。
And the dynasties that follow has the power, but they would not follow his teaching.
这样的，我们又看见许多有智慧的人没有权柄，有权柄的人没有智慧，所以越有权柄的也乱来，像希特拉、毛泽东这样的人。
So those people with great power without wisdom have become dictators like Hitler and Mao Zedong.
还有一些很有智慧但没有实权的人，就像柏拉图，就像这一个孔子这样的人。
And people with wisdom without power like Plato and Plato.
智慧跟权柄没有结合的地方，容易产生混乱。这是柏拉图的名言。
And so Plato's famous quotation is when wisdom and power does not come together.
但是哪一种智慧他没有讲？
But he doesn't tell us what sort of wisdom.
全世界只有这一段圣经讲得清楚了。
In the entire world, only this passage is
哪里有仇恨?
Wherever there's hatred,
哪里有嫉妒?
Wherever there's jealousy,
哪里有纷争?
Wherever there's strife,
就产生各样的坏事跟继续不断的混乱出来。
All sorts of bad things will come.
这就比柏拉图看得更深的一层。So
he is clearer than Plato here.
为什么呢?
Why?
混乱从哪里来?
Where does chaos come from?
从有权柄没有智慧，或者有智慧没有权柄，这么简单的现象来的吗？
Did it come from a simple mismatch between power and wisdom?
混乱哪里来的?
Where would chaos come from?
从妒忌来的?
It comes from jealousy.
从纷争来的?
It comes from envy.
仇恨来的?
From hatred.
所以凡是出于妒忌、纷争、仇恨、动机, 加上利用上帝给人的天资聪明的手段，都成了假智慧。
So all this false wisdom contain envy, selfish ambition, and the manipulation of God's wisdom.
我们是这样的人吗?
Are we people like this?
我们有这样的手段达到我们的目的吗?
Do we use such methods to achieve our goals?
我们把我们的仇敌当作我们吞吃的对象吗?
Do we look at our enemies as people we should swallow up?
我们把上帝给我们的天资聪明当作我们利用的手法吗?
Do we use the talents and gifts of God to make use of other people?
许多阴谋的陷阱。
Many traps,
许多诡计多端的手段,
many evil strategies,
都被套在这个人是很有智慧的人身上,
are used by a person and we say he is very wise.
跟圣经是完全不一样的。
This is not what the Bible says.
我告诉你，今天有很多很聪明的人是在监牢里面。
There are many intelligent people who are jailed.
我相信进监牢里面最少一个条件就是 IQ 要高一点点。
I think when you enter the jail, you must have high IQ.
你不然怎么会骗人骗成功呢？
Or else you cannot be a con man.
你怎么可以走私漏税，做许多犯法的事情，会变成发财呢？
Or smuggle and then escape tax.
你一定是很聪明的。
Surely you are intelligent.
但有智慧聪明，却没有真正的美德，那智慧聪明一定是假的。
But this intelligence without true ethics must be false.
2个礼拜以前，我看到一篇文章。
2 weeks ago, I read an article.
我真的莫名其妙。
It was a strange article.
他说在台北监牢里面有一个英国人。
He says that in the Taipei jailhouse, there's an Englishman.
这个英国人这几年里面画的图画在伦敦卖了好几万美金。
The artwork of this Englishman has been sold at high price in London.
那些钱就存在他的户口里面。
And this money is saved in his account.
这些他赚的钱存在户口里面被包围起来，他自己也存在监牢里面被包围起来。
But he himself is surrounded in the jail and cannot use the money.
这英国人怎么会坐在台北的监牢呢？
Why would this Englishman be left in a Taipei jail?
国际拍卖艺术品的专家的商人。
Because he was a trader of international art pieces.
欧美的图画带到亚洲来。
He brought the art pieces from the Europe to Asia.
东方的艺术品带到欧洲去。
And bring Asian art to
Europe. 这样来来往往做生意。
And that's his business.
后来有一次有一个人对他说
，But once someone told him,
你进进出出已经很熟悉了，你替我带一包东西去好不好
？Why don't you carry this thing for me since you go through customs so easily?
这次给你几千块英镑。
I will pay you several thousand pounds.
他以为这是好机会。
He thought it's a good opportunity.
大概会被查出来。
Maybe he won't be caught.
所以他一带进去的时候
，As he brought the item,
带出就被查出来了。
He was caught.
所以背叛。终身进监牢
，and he was sentenced to life。
这样一个三十多岁的大好青年，就从此不能回家了。
He was only in his thirties。
他就不能跟他的女朋友结婚了。
He couldn't get married。
他的前途就断送在铁窗的里面了。
And his future will be spent in jail。
但是天无绝人之路。
But that's not the end for him。
这个人有很好的绘画天才。
He was a great artist。
而且他是我看过的西洋人画中国人画的最中国形象的人。
He was a Western artist that could portray the Chinese very well.
他画中国跳舞的女子。
He drew the Chinese dancers.
面孔是完全纯粹古典美人的形象。
With a classical beauty.
那个身体的那个飘动，不是西方那些艺术家可以相比的。
Not something a Western artist can portray.
服装跟整个的布景美到一个地步，连我都想买一幅。
The costume and the whole picture is so nice. I wanted to buy one.
我就不知道怎么去买它的。
But I don't know how to buy it.
跟谁联络
？To talk to who?
真的真的找到也不一定我够钱去买就是了。
When I find it, I may not be able to afford it.
我不会把你给你知道我一点的心情吧。
I just want to share with you how I feel.
单单报纸所印出来他画的图画。
The picture I saw in the newspaper.
我认为就是很高超的造诣所才能画出来的。
I think that is from a very great artist indeed.
历史上不是没有。外国人、洋人画中画。
In the history, surely there are Western artists that draw the Chinese.
最著名的就是乾隆皇帝时期的一个宣教士，耶稣会的宣教士，叫做郎世宁的，是意大利人。
The most famous one is an Italian Jesuit in the time of the Qing Dynasty.
他的画现在是几百万的。
His work are now worth millions.
但是这个英国人三十多岁也会画这么好的东西。
But this young Englishman could paint so well.
所以我告诉你
，So I tell you,
监牢里面很多专家。
The jail contains many geniuses.
监牢里面很多天才。
A lot of great talents.
不同的地方，他就是智慧加犯罪。
The difference is that they have wisdom plus sin.
你呢？笨笨没有犯罪，所以还自由。
You are ignorant without sin, so you are still free.
很多监牢里面的人
，Many people in jail.
出来跟你斗智，你一定失败。
If they come out and fight you, you will fail.
强盗的一个条件就是要强才能盗。
A robber need to be strong to rob.
如果天天咳嗽，差不多半死，还做强盗，一给他一拳就打死了。
If he's weak, you can beat him up.
所以要做到，先要强。
To be a robber, you must be strong.
要进监牢，先要聪明。
You want to be jail, you must be smart.
要犯罪，要诡计多端。
You want to sin, you must be clever.
所以人把上帝给他的天分利用在犯罪的事情上，就变成假智慧。
And so false wisdom is when we use the gift of God on sin.
然后把上帝给他的天资分别为圣，被圣灵感动以后，就变成属天的智慧。
But heavenly wisdom comes when we use the gifts of God for heavenly purposes.
好，让我们了解这些原则。
Let us all understand this principle.
好，让我们用以身作则的办法，好好活在孩子的面前。
By our own example, let us live a good life before our children.
好，让我们的子子孙孙是又聪明又良善的人。
May our children be intelligent and good at the same time.
这就是耶稣基督在基督徒生活上最高的一种标准的要求。
This is the highest demand of Jesus Christ on our Christian life.
你说耶稣哪里有这样讲呢
？Where did Jesus say?
你们要驯良，像什么
？Jesus said you are to be gentle.
像什么
？Like the.
像什么？像鸽子。
Like the doves.
你们要灵巧，像什么
？And crafty.
像蚯蚓。不是。像蛇一样的
，like the snake，
所以叫又聪明又纯良
，so intelligent and gentle at the same time，
这是真智慧
，this is true wisdom。
下个礼拜我要从假智慧的分辨进到真智慧的内容，再跟你讲这一段的事情。
And next week we will start from false wisdom into true
wisdom。我相信从这个角度切入这段圣经的这种想法是没有一本解经书里面有的。
I think you will not see this in any commentaries。
盼望这些原则在你心中。
May all these principles go into your heart，
成为一个道行的这一种功用。
and become a compass for your life.
你一生一世怎么样做人?
Therefore, your entire life, you know how to live a life.
怎么样有智慧?
A life of wisdom.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们一同站起来。
Let us all rise.
我们再读这一段的圣经。
And read this passage.
我们一边读一边思想。
As we read, let us meditate on it.
思想里面更深的意思。
On the deeper and more profound meaning.
也是今天已经听到的一些原则。
And the principles we have heard today.
雅各书第三章第十三节开始。
James 3, 13.
我们大家一同来读。 一, 二, 三。 你们中间谁是有智慧, 有见识的呢? 他就要在智慧的温柔上, 显出他的善行来。 你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争, 就不可自夸, 也不可说谎话, 以当真道。 这样的智慧, 不是从上头来的, 乃是属地的, 属情欲的, 属鬼魔的。 在何处有嫉妒纷争, 就在何处有扰乱, 还各样的坏事, 唯独从上头来的智慧, 先是清洁, 后是和平, 温良柔顺, 满有怜悯, 多结善果, 没有偏见, 没有假冒, 并且使人的和平的, 是用和平所栽种的义果。 我们一同开声祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们为今天领受的感谢上帝。
We give thanks for what we received today.
为圣经里面奇妙的教训求告上帝。
We call upon Lord for the wonderful teachings of the Bible.
愿主阻止我们那些假的智慧。
May the Lord stop us from having false witness.
愿主毁灭我们那些从情欲仇恨而来的智慧。
And destroy the wisdom that comes from hatred.
给我们用谦卑的心。 饥渴慕义寻求在基督里面的真智慧。
With a true humility, we seek after the true wisdom from Christ.
我一同开声祷告。
每一个人开声祷告。
主啊，感谢赞美你， 因为你的恩， 你自己的爱， 你对我们说话， 你向我们施恩， 你光照我们的心， 提醒我们许多重要的事情。